Well, we continue with another film in this year's St. Louis International Film Festival. Easy is a narrative short. It's screening next Wednesday evening at the Tivoli. Screenwriter Greg Sporleder and director Nick Schmaltz also star, and they both join us now. Welcome, gentlemen, to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
You, just like our last guest, Alex Winter, are both from University City. Did all three of you know one another at one time?
No. I remember Alex as a kid, grade school. I went all the way through the high school, graduated in 82. Nick is younger and much more handsome.
No, I graduated in 2004, but I just know the UCD legends.
Right.
So that's how...
Maybe that's what you guys are becoming. Greg, I know that you spent, I don't know how many years in Los Angeles.
Yeah, 25 years.
25 years pursuing the dream, right? The acting dream?
Yeah, yeah.
What were the highlights of your time there?
Well, I did... when I arrived, I was lucky enough to do a couple small theater pieces, which is what I focused on when I lived in Chicago before moving. So it was nice to be able to go to L.A. and do what I sort of loved and did best. And that allowed me to get proper representation and move on to movies and TV.
Right. And Nick, you've been out of the country for a while.
Yeah, I was in Qatar for about 3 years. Working on film there, it was super interesting. They're really having a boom. They want to be the hub of film and art in the Middle East. And there was a lot of money put in to support it, you know. So most of the filmmaking techniques, editing, shooting that I learned was from outside of the country because there was support in place for that.
Well, you're both back in town now, both been back here for a while. And so you've worked together on this new film. And it's about... The film is about, and it's called Easy, it's about, I guess, an epidemic, a huge epidemic in the United States, and that's prescription drugs. How big a problem is it? I mean, I see it on the news.
It's huge. It's the biggest problem. It's the leading cause of death in young adults. And every time that I say that, someone's like, yeah, I know, heroin epidemic is outrageous. And there is a clear sign that they're not even hearing what we're saying is it's not heroin, it's prescription drugs.
Well, don't they pretty much say that it is these very drugs you're talking about, like OxyContin and things, that leads to heroin use many times?
That's correct. But the death rate is higher from prescription drugs than from heroin.
Really?
Yes. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
And the manufacturers, like the manufacturer of OxyContin, when they started selling this drug, they lied about its addictive nature to the doctors, to the public, so much that in 2007, they had to settle and plead guilty to a criminal case and pay $600 million.
Hmm.
It was just crazy. But there, if you have that money and you're a big enough company, then you're not really a criminal. But if you're taking drugs or become addicted, then people view you as a criminal. And that's something I really wanted to address, is looking at addiction not as a criminal issue, but as a health care issue.
Is that how you come down on it too? Or?
Absolutely. also, more in a personal sense of what are we taking? How easy is it to get a prescription, to go to a doctor, to get these things?
Well, evidently very easy,
yeah.
Right? You mentioned OxyContin, but I guess it's other drugs like Vicodin and probably some others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Vicodin, Xanax, Clonopin, Ambien.
All of them. Well, sleeping pills, wake pills.
Tell me about the characters you both portray in Easy, Greg.
Well, I play his boss. And what was compelling was that we created a scenario where this young man is probably already an addict, like so many of us are. You know, we were able to maintain a level of input, whether it be a couple beers a night or smoking marijuana, and how, with the right circumstances, how easy it is to fall prey and become much more serious.
Is that what happens to your character, Nick? Are you the one that falls prey?
Well, it's pretty interesting, like Greg just said, because there are things that are used. He's drinking. It starts off at a bar. I mean, there's drinking that happens, and people can relate and be like, you know, I drink, and then he smokes weed, so maybe less people can relate. Then he starts using other drugs. There's cocaine, there's prescription drugs, so it kind of blurs the lines of what drugs are okay, what drugs aren't okay, and like, again, what I really want to say is it's not about which drugs are okay or not. It's about this person that has a problem of addiction, and there needs to be help and attention paid to why there are these drug-seeking tendencies, and why is there a need to use these supplements rather than just say, that's legal, that's illegal.
Yeah, well, you're talking about you think you should more treat the person for why they're doing these things and not just make them a criminal because of their behavior, if I'm reading
Absolutely.
Between
yes.
the lines.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Right. And, yeah, and how easily available it is how it seems almost criminal.
You shot this film in D.C. Why'd you do that?
We wanted to highlight it as an American epidemic, the American problem in the capital of the
city. So the city figures in the storyline, I mean, it's prominent.
There's a couple of real iconic shots that really bring it home.
And music's important in this. You have quite a soundtrack, don't you?
That's right. There are 13 music tracks from artists all over the world. They all gave us their music for free because they all supported this cause. And one, the headline song, is from a St. Louis band called Illphonics, a U-City band also that I went to high school with. But the coolest part for me was being able, back to U-City, to be able to work on this with Greg. And he came in. I had an idea, and he came in and put the screenplay together, filled this leading role as well. And so we're just so happy to be able to be killing that together here right now.
Well, I don't want you to do a spoiler or anything, but, I mean, it seems like it might be a little rough to watch, your sexuality, drug use, adult language.
I don't think you want to bring your kids, but you know what? If you got young teenagers, you might want to, because you could see how easy it is and how they might actually recognize this behavior in people, and that's valid at some point. Kids got to know.
The St. Louis International Film Festival presents Easy. It's part of their narrative shorts series, and this is going to screen next Wednesday, 9:20 p.m. at the Tivoli Theater. If you'd like more information about that or any of the films, please go to our website, stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, and we'll have links to everything that you need to need. And you both have some projects, just real briefly, coming up next year. Are they projects together?
Yeah, hopefully so.
Well, the one that I'm working on, I believe, will be for me what Reservoir Dogs was for Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, yeah? And,
yeah, totally. It's already written. It's already done. Hopefully I can get this Mr. Spoileater to play a role. And what we're looking for is who's out there in St. Louis that's the producer? Who's the big dog that's ready for us to roll? Because we got it ready, man. We're rolling.
Okay. Yeah, we got a couple good things going, great ideas. And I tell you, you know, he and I together, when you come up with a good idea and the right people, it comes together. And so we're here in St. Louis thinking that this it's possible here as well.
That's Greg Spoileater. We're also talking with Nick Schmals. The movie is Easy. And that's going to be next Wednesday at the Tivoli, part of the St. Louis International Film Festival. Thanks to you both for being here. Continued success. We'll watch you on the big screen.
Beautiful. Thanks for having
us. Thank you so much.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Broadway actress Beth Level. This is St. Louis Public Radio.